Hey everybody, Shane here. Hey, look, you've heard me talking about my friends at Joseph Meyer Club, and I want you to go over, check them out at josephmeyerclub.com today and try out their brand new aftershave. And if you use my promo code RPPJMC20, you can try it today with 20% off. So just enter that code at checkout. Again, RPPJMC20. At checkout at josephmeyerclub.com. And yeah, it's a great product. I've been using it myself and I love it and it smells great. And so check it out and for all your aftershave needs. Again, josephmeyerclub.com. Follow them on Facebook as well for more information. And yeah, tell them Shane sent you. Thanks, everybody. Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri, serving up all your finest wine, whiskey, tequila, and local craft beers. Hey, swing by and visit them this week for some great live music, Thursday, March 21st, from Steven Chozich, and March 22nd, Friday night, The Big Idea. And my friends, Find a Drive return out there Saturday, March 23rd. And mark it on your calendar, April 9th. We'll be back out at Naked Vine for the singer-songwriter storytelling showcase. Bringing along Carson Mann of the Scandaleros, Hillary Fitz, and Jordan Sloan of Hounds. So do not miss that event. That's a 7 o'clock start, $5 at the door. All this information and more can be found at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And yeah, come on out. If you haven't been out there, it's a beautiful spot Brian's got out there. It's always great live music, all kinds of good times. So, and they've been doing a special event every Wednesday now, too, doing flight night. So you can come out and try all kinds of different drinks on that evening. So come on by. Out in Chesterfield on Clarkson Road. I'll see you all there. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like a, it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Isaac from The Devil's Triangle. You're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with Isaac Chozich. Welcome to the show, my friend. This is...
Oh shit, I'm supposed to say something now. What's up?
we're hanging out here, what's it, John's house?
We're at, John's garden house.
Yeah, it's a nice little space, so shout out to John letting us hang out and... Hang out and talk for a little while, but this is cool, man, because like, I know I've been bumping into you at a lot of shows recently since we started getting to know who each other were and stuff, and so I've been seeing you out, and then I learned you played and all this, so I kind of wanted to sit down and get to talk and get to know more about you and some of your songs and all this stuff, so thanks again for doing this today.
Yeah, no problem. It's what I do. I go to a lot of shows.
Yeah. So, maybe the first night we met was that Jonathan Tyler show or something, maybe?
Maybe Nick Gussman down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Nick Gussman, too, down there. It's, I don't know if I made that one. St. Lou? I don't know. I've seen Nick a bunch, too. Either way, but yeah, they all start kind of running together. I go to a ton of shows just like yourself, and but I remember bumping into you one night, and we've been Facebook friends for a bit, and got to properly meet one night, and like I said, some wild nights over there at St. Louis, so you never.
Yep.
They all start to kind of run together. That was actually my first time though, that Jonathan Tyler show, with Les Gruff and the Billy Goat opening up and making that happen after their show got canceled and stuff.
With,
so
Turnpike.
Yeah.
So that was cool. It worked out for everybody and made it happen, and
yeah,
had a great time. But like I said, you learning that you played, I remember seeing some of your stuff online with especially recently was there was some videos of you and special guest drummer Brent Cobb, which which I thought was was cool, which was another incredible night down there at off Broadway, getting to hang with Brent and the guys and all that. And my buddy Zach Logan opened that show, which was really a nice treat to see him out getting. He's been touring with Brent for quite a while now, and so that was really cool.
Brent Cobb makes some of the best country music in modern day time.
Yeah, definitely, man. He's
the past two albums, Providence Canyon, and whatever the fucking first one was.
Yeah, he's a bad dude. I remember taking notice to him. Like, well, I think we talked about it, which is crazy that he even remembered it. Like meeting all these people all around the world, but. Said hey to him that night and got him to sign my records, and we met like 7 years ago on a country throwdown tour thing, and he was in this, they had a Bluebird songwriters tent there, and he was, I met him in this tent with Channing Wilson and Rose Falcon, and so yeah, I got
it's badass.
Yeah, it was, I mean, Channing's also one of my favorites too, so like that was really cool to get to see them. And then we got to, I got to, you know, got a picture with him, got to hang and talk for a minute, and ended up picking up his EP later on, with digging holes and stuff.
Yeah.
All that. But he, so anyway, he's been super cool. And so we got to talking, and he goes, yeah, we met, he's like, yeah, no, Shane, we met 7 years ago, baseball field, and, you know, that Marion, Illinois, or whatever. It was like, it was just kind of crazy that, like I said, that he remembers all that, but.
Yeah,
it kind of shows his character, I guess, too. Like he's just a genuine good guy.
He is.
So how that do you you guys end up having like an after party there at the Pocket or something, right? In
So I have some buddies, and they just rented it out for the night, so they could have a pre party before the show. We played some songs before the show. Me and Jerry Acoustic, Jerry's in my band Devil's Triangle.
Yeah.
Shit, what were we just talking about? Brent, we were talking about Brent Cobb, yeah.
Brent being your drummer for the night.
It's only like, what, 3 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
I was in Florida for 2 of those 3 weeks. So right. It's just like a lot of memories forgotten.
Yeah. Well, that, I just thought that was cool that he was, sat down and got behind the kit and jammed with you guys for a bit. And
yeah, he came over, after he got done signing shit next door, and the Pocket's a real cool place.
Sure.
Definitely.
Yeah,
sure. Nice to have a Airbnb right next door, and you can just go there, rent it out anytime, and keep the party going all night.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan's become a buddy who owns it over there, and he's done a few podcasts over there in the Pocket, and it's a real nice space for sure. Did you guys get to make any comments? He was digging your songs or anything, or did he say anything?
He was definitely enjoying the lyrics to the songs.
Right.
He was laughing and playing along. He has this like tempo that he likes to play in, so we kind of played the songs in that tempo, and it was nice. It was almost like you're playing a Brent Cobb song when you get to that tempo, the Brent Cobb tempo.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy theory I have now, the Brent Cobb tempo.
Yeah. Well, we speaking of some of your songs, let's throw one in here. Give everybody a little sneak peek of what you've been up to with Devil's Triangle and stuff. We played a tune called "Trippin' on Shrooms."
It's a good story. Yeah. A lot of backstories behind that song.
Let's get into this, man. What, based on a true story?
It is based on a true story. It's probably 2 or 3 years ago now, out at John Hartford Memorial Festival. Bean Blossom, Indiana. A whole bunch of bluegrass bands playing out there. Bought some mushrooms from a dude named Dr. Gold, and he was dressed. He goes to like raves, but he was at this bluegrass concert, the bluegrass festival, and he's dressed in all gold clothes. So we were like, we got to figure out what this dude's all about. And he had a backpack full of mushrooms. He was also on parole for selling mushrooms.
Yeah.
So we bought some and had a good-ass time. But it was crazy. Once you wouldn't see Dr. Gold around, but every time you ate the mushrooms, he'd be, like, everywhere you were at. Like, you'd just, like, go to a random part of the festival, and there he was. Just,
all right.
And then he'd be like, what's up? Is tweaking me out, you know?
Yeah, that's part of the plan, I guess, huh? Like, just start messing with
him. He's like, yeah, I'm going to remember everyone I sold these to and just fucking fuck with them the whole time.
Yep.
I took some shrooms standing next to you, and I thought you was the one. Chicago girl, take me for, let's go out and have some fun. Well, I don't know much of nothing, but I do know this. When it hits, it fucking hits. And if I make it out alive, I hope I survive, 'cause I got a bomb. And it fucking rips. I'm tripping on shrooms tonight, and I've been drunk, say damn. Tripping on shrooms tonight, don't know if I'll come back again, 'cause I don't got no reason, no reason. I see this is a life for me. And if I come back before I get back, then we'll agree to disagree. Oh shit. Tripping on shrooms tonight, Knee House knows what I'm talking about. And Dr. Gold was where I was throughout the whole fucking night. And if it wasn't for them stars in the sky, I would have never made it back to my campsite. No, I wouldn't.
That definitely makes for a good song. Dr. Gold.
Yep. Shout out to Dr. Gold, yeah, wherever you are.
Yeah, man. Hope you hear this. Actually, he's a big fan of the show, so like me and Dr. Gold go way back. kind of let's take me back. Where's all this get started for you, Isaac? With songwriting and playing and stuff. Is this you've been at it for quite a while, or?
Well, I've been mostly playing drums.
Yeah.
With people. But a couple years ago, I just decided to start making my own songs, because that's what everyone does.
Yeah.
They always got to break free. Start making their own songs.
Right. So, were you always writing, or is this?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Just been doing it for probably 6 years now.
Okay. Yeah,
which,
man.
Which sounds longer, I guess, now.
Yeah. That's still, like, I mean, I really dig what you're doing, though, man. Like, I like your style and, like, just kind of that. I like that there's, like, some comedy in there. Or at least funny to me. I don't, but, like, just some of the stuff that you say, some of the lines, and then, And just that kind of roots country kind of vibe to a lot of it. And
yeah, alt countries, definitely. Alt country, classic country.
Right.
Outlaw country.
Which I'm like, you know, we've mentioned Brent and, you know, some of these other guys, Nick Gussman and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of these guys are kind of keeping that alive, you know. It's like, especially with a big resurgence with like Childers, like, and Isabel and John Moreland, and, you know, a bunch of my favorites all getting a lot of radio attention too and stuff doing it now. So that's nice to kind of.
Sturgill.
Yeah, Sturgill, man. He's a bad dude. And another one. I saw him at the Fox last time he rolled through town.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, it was a great night, man. I didn't, you know, like, this guy, like, that was my first time going to see him live, so I didn't really know, but, I mean, I'd seen some videos of him before, and he would, like, was just singing and stuff, but I didn't realize, like, how much he can shred, too. Like, that guy is a hell of a player, too.
Yeah, he used to shred just in his older band, Sunday Morning, and then once his, lead guitar player, he was just getting too drunk all the time, so he got kicked out.
But yeah, and then I was like, they didn't miss a beat though. Like, it played as a four piece, and
that's all you really need.
Yeah,
organ, guitar, bass, drums.
All right.
And then Childers had Sturgill's drummer playing with them whenever they came through. Last time they had two drummers, and that shit ruled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I you don't see a whole lot of that. Like, Allman Brothers. And stuff, but like,
they pulled it off. Tedeschi Trucks Band always pulls it off.
Yeah. Well, I wonder where he gets that from, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, they. It's fun though. Like, I know I got some friends that do, like, when like Sean Cannon does those that voodoo Allman Brothers, they always do two drum kits and stuff, and it's always a lot of fun. But yeah, but. So anyway, like I said, I dig what you're doing. That's that style of country music and stuff. And
right on.
Mentioning some of the lines that make me laugh. We did one called 9/11 was an inside job, which I love that you you call out Wilco and Jeff Tweedy in this one. And
yeah, I'm a Wilco purist. I like the album AM.
Yeah.
And they had some other stuff after that, but for the most part, I just don't care for it at all.
I go back
to the alt country roots.
Yeah,
make good songs.
Yeah, right. There's been a lot. Like, I'm not. Obviously, I know, you know, not everything's for me, but like that's one.
Yeah.
I've never got into Wilco stuff or some of the others like that are.
They got like all just the dads brainwashed that. They're making loud rock music, so everyone just thinks it's good. But I don't know. I think it's just a lot of noise with meaningless words.
Sure, there's a lot. They're very celebrated around here, though. Like, especially kind of being hometown heroes and
definitely. And stuff.
But yeah, no, I never clicked for me that. So
yeah.
But I feel like that with a lot of music. There's a lot of people just kind of making noise, but the lyrics don't mean anything to me. And like, and that's always kind of what I've been gravitating more towards was the storytellers and stuff. And so,
for sure.
Yep. Yeah, but I couldn't help but smile when you were singing that one. That was cracking me up.
It's okay.
take me to my grave. I wanna die. Fuck you, Jeff Tweedy. Take me to my grave. I wanna die. Fuck you, Jeff Tweedy. Fuck you, Jeff Tweedy. Fuck you, Jeff Tweedy. Fuck you, Jeff Tweedy. Take me to my grave. I wanna die. Fuck you, Jeff Tweedy. I wanna die.
You mentioned like tripping on shrooms based on a true story, and some of the stuff like. Is that a lot of it you write from a lot of personal experiences, you think, or?
Yeah, there's a lot of true songs.
Yeah. I remember seeing one recently, you mentioned your trip to Disney, and you wrote a song about it.
I did, yes. And it was another wild day.
Yeah. It seems like that's a lot, like, that's kind of what I felt like. A lot of these are true stories that you put down in song and stuff, and maybe embellish a little bit, but it seems like... most of them are pretty factual. Is that a family thing, or going to Disney, or was that just a?
Well, my uncle lives down in Orlando. He works part time at Disney, but he also is like a gardener, and he gardens for people. So like, I go down there with my grandma and grandpa for 2 weeks in February, because why not? It's warm in Florida and it's cold up here. Might as well. Just go down there and water plants and stuff, but he works part-time, so I get some free passes, and I go to Disney World. So my grandma gave me like $100. I'm like, I'm gonna go for it. It was an idea early on, and like, I'm really proud of Disney, I guess. They serve beer at 9 a.m.
Yeah, man. I think that's...
comes in handy.
For sure, yeah. You got to deal with all those crowds and stuff, and
just crying kids everywhere.
I think that's funny that like places like, I mean, even like the movie theater sells beer now and stuff, and that like, I'm just like, who's going to the movies to try to get drunk, and you know, but
that's why one of the greatest newer inventions is the vape pen with the fucking THC. Right. You can just take that shit anywhere and get high anywhere.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the real future. Drinking anywhere is all right, but you can get arrested for that. I mean, you can get arrested for smoking weed, but then it just makes the cop look stupid, I guess. Yeah.
The future is now. Yeah, people. People are smoking everywhere with those things. I know, like, and that's what thing. You know, it's funny because like people always like at the bar, people are smoking in their vape, and I'm like, you gotta take that outside. He's like, oh, it's just vape, and I was like. You still gotta take it outside. Like, I didn't ask you if it was vape or not. I'm like,
yeah, no one.
Yeah, that's our rules.
It's still just smoke, right? Blowing everywhere.
Yeah, that's always funny to me. Like, oh, it's just vape. Like, that's what they always tell me. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I really don't care for any cigarette vape. Like, you just look dumb if you're smoking cigarette vape. Yeah. But the weed vape is dope. Because it's just like literally, and if you hold it in long enough, you got no smoke, so then you're golden. You can hit that in the mall.
These are some
Chuck E. Cheese.
Some tips from Isaac here. Did you see that recent Chuck E. Cheese video conspiracy about that they recycle pizza? Did you see that?
I believe it. They got some shitty ass pizza there.
There was some guy, Shane something, whatever. He's a YouTuber, but he kind of broke it open and the people went like crazy viral and stuff. But they were talking about, he showed a bunch of these pictures, even if you just Google images for Chuck E. Cheese pizza, none of the slices line up. Like, and that's what they were saying, that they take whatever pizza wasn't used, you know, left over on the table, and they put it on and make a new pizza out of it and stuff. And
Well, they're just trying to make sure every fucking piece gets, they're not trying to waste that shit. They're just trying to consolidate, so that maybe they're just consolidating so they can bring more out.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's just sitting there old.
Yeah. So they, I know it got a lot of attention, and I think Chuck E. Cheese had to make some kind of statement that they don't do that, but there's a lot of pictures out there that, like, don't add up. Like, the slices don't match up at all, and it's like, I don't know. It's weird, but
so. All pizzas pretty much recycled pizza. If you're not eating it fresh, like frozen pizza, that's recycled pizza. Right.
Check that out.
I'm not trying to defend Chuck E. Cheese either. I don't give a fuck about Chuck E. Cheese. Just to put that out there.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I went to a Chuck E. Cheese, but
they got cheap skee ball. Maybe I should go out. Maybe I should start hanging out there.
Play with the band, man.
Get up there with the animatronics.
I don't know why more people haven't done that. Why that hasn't taken off. Why we don't have more animatronic bands. Fist fights.
drunk man got in a fist fight with animatronic Chuck E. Cheese.
Right. Mechanical rat. that sure is creepy, though. It's a weird thing that that's a children's place with this mechanical rat.
Animatronics in general are weird. Like, yeah. I was just at Disney World, and there's animatronics on, like, all the attractions, and they're just fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's like, is this guy real or not? Is he about to jump out at me? Or is it a robot?
I think you can pretty much say that about it. A lot of people. There's a lot of people I wonder.
What about when the virus hits and they all start... they have a mind of their own. Fucking start.
Yeah, take over the world. Some Terminator shit. Let's drop in one more tune, man. We got... this is another one that was making me laugh. A song called North County Fuckboy. Is this also based on a true story?
The verses are. I just made the chorus because I'm like, I just need to show people that rap music and country music are the same. That was my original thought. But then I also had that first lyric, like, I woke up this morning, made some fried chicken, someone said that. I'm like, they were like, you should turn that into a song. So yeah. I was like,
I drink and drive. I'll kill any motherfucker in my way, cause I'm from the north side. Give me some weed and some speed, you know I sip on that codeine, Molly, Percocet and some heroin. And if I OD tonight, that'll be all. Lay my body up shits. Anything's better than the cops up here. They just wanna ruin the fun. They'll pull you over for no reason at all. So that's why I'm always on the run. Give me some weed and some speed. You know I sip on that codeine, Molly, Percocet, and some heroin. And if I for the shit, you better move to the west side and keep my city's name out your mouth, cause you're not welcome here. You drink Bud Light and you all suck dicks, so stay out in Chesterfield. Give me some weed and some speed. You know I sip on that codeine, Molly, Percocet, and some heroin. And if I
All right, so I had that first line, and then I'm like, there was the rest of the song. That's what happened after I woke up and made some fried chicken.
that's pretty accurate, though, like you're saying. Like, I think, I don't know why it's so divided, but people kind of get, you know, they say, like, you know, rap music all says the same stuff, and then if you like rap music, and then they say country all says the same stuff, but, you know, like, my girl left, my dog died, truck broke down kind of stuff or whatever, and it's like...
When you look at, like, the origins of rap, like, it came up through the punk scene, and the punk scene came from the country scene, so it was, right, like, the country punk rap trio, and it just all forms the Devil's Triangle.
There you go.
Holy shit, I just made a conspiracy. Fuck!
Mind blown. But yeah, man, I agree. There's, you know, it's all... I think that's why I gravitate towards that country, just because, like, I feel like they're telling my stories, and my, you know, like, I can relate more to that, like, and hip hop and stuff has been more of like a fantasy kind of thing. Like, there's always about the cars, the women, the money, and all, you know, it's like that kind of thing. It's the, and they're trying to project that's the lifestyle they want to live, and not the, you know, so I think that's where a lot of it started, like that. And but I never related to that, you know, those messages and stuff as much. I mean, I still love a bunch of old 90s hip hop. Actually, I'm not even wearing my shirt. I got a bunch of old cassette tapes on my shirt. But yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it just kind of felt like, that's kind of why I've always enjoyed more of that storytelling, songwriters and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
But let's see, I mentioned forming the Devil's Triangle. Tell me about this group. This is you and Jerry.
Devil's Triangle is me, Jerry Bauer, and Red Ass Jones, and whoever else wants to play with us whenever the time comes.
Yeah. And how long you guys been a group now?
Since last July, when we originally came out as Ship Breath, and then we were the band formerly known as Ship Breath for a while. Then we settled on the Devil's Triangle.
Yeah. What happened with Ship Breath?
People didn't like the name. I was like, I don't give a fuck. They're like, we can't advertise this name. I was like, well, the songs, yeah. The songs aren't gonna fucking make it look any better.
Right.
It just has a different name.
So how do you settle on Devil's Triangle? Where was the?
Me and Jerry were just sending texts back, back and forth for like 6 months, random ass names.
Yeah.
And we're like the Devil's Triangle. Also after the fucking stupid ass Brett Kavanaugh hearings where he was talking about the Devil's Triangle not being a drinking game.
Right.
Or he was talking about it being a drinking game. It's not a drinking game. It's a fucking sex.
Yeah.
Fucking three-way.
Yeah.
Or it's the country rap.
Right.
And punk conspiracy.
Yeah, man.
That's figured out.
That's the truth right there. I noticed you got quite a bit of ink, and you said you just got one yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. Yeah, man.
Is that That's pretty nice, man.
It hurts.
Hurts, yeah. Where'd you do that at?
I got a lot of these tattoos at Heartland Tattoo.
Yeah.
In North County, which is my favorite shop in St. Louis, because I've got a couple at Iron Age and All Star, but yeah. Heartland's my place to go. Everyone's just nicer up there, and they'll do nice work. Nicer, honestly, than the other places, and it's cheaper than the other places.
Yeah. What is there any significance to this this one?
No.
No?
I'm buddies with one of the guys up there, and he uploaded a sheet on Instagram. I'm like, anyone called dibs on that yet? He's like, no. I'm like, I'm getting it. Because I just had a $100 gift card sent around, so I'm like, I gotta use it.
Yeah, man.
It's gonna expire soon, so I gotta get some shit.
Yeah. Well, you got State of Missouri there.
Yeah, that was an all-star tattoo right there.
Yeah.
Which I do like. Missouri's dope, yeah. I guess. Other. St. Louis is dope, I should say. Columbia's dope. I don't really care for much of just the towns with people.
Yeah, those are the worst ones. The towns with people, for sure. I live out in Wentzville, so I run up to Columbia a lot. I agree, it's a cool spot up there, and
for sure. Always play longer out in Columbia too. Like anytime you go to a show at Blue Note, the band is just gonna jam all night long.
Yeah, it's always a party, man. We have a lot of parties here in St. Louis too, but it seems like that the college crowd gets rowdy and they have a good time and everybody just all enjoying having
Roots and Blues and Barbecue. That's probably my all-time favorite music festival,
and that's always stacked, man. It is a stacked lineup every year too. It's insane the people they pull through there.
It's like it gets to the point, it's like I want to see this band, but this band's playing at the same time. Yeah. And it's like, how the fuck can I see both bands?
Well, they just had like, wasn't the last year like Avett Brothers and Isbell and Prine and all that?
Sturgill was there. I missed last year, but I went the year before, and it was like Margo Price was playing at the same time as John Prine. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Do I go see Margo Price or do I go see John Prine?
Yeah. That's the worst part about those festival things, man. Trying to.
Shovels and Rope playing at the same time as Devil Makes Three. So it's like, goddamn.
Yeah. That's kind of. I don't know. It's fun that you can see that many people in a weekend or whatever, but
it's overwhelming.
Yeah, but sometimes I like just having those individual shows so I can focus on one at a time. And
what's cool about that festival is even though they do have stuff going on at the same time, they give the band a full like slot. It's like an hour and a half slot, so like they get a full set like all day long.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're just coming in doing a 30-minute festival set. They get their whole like live show, and you get to watch that whole show. So it's pretty cool. Just you get all the songs in Columbia. Just like it's like everything's always fucking longer there, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't been up there to that one. I keep an eye out, but
it's definitely a real cool festival.
I think the announcements are coming out here
in like April. Yeah,
very soon. So hopefully it'll be another. I'm sure it will be another big.
Casey Musgraves is there. That's all.
Yeah,
that's all I want. Casey Musgraves at Roots and Blues.
Cena, she's been doing quite a bit of touring coming up, and then
she's gonna be at Stifel in September.
And I got a friend Sinclair that she's been opening for recently, and that's been pretty cool to see. She's getting the opportunity and going on tour with her and stuff, and and I haven't seen him in a while, but I became friendly with. Adam Ollendorf, who was playing, doing some guitar and pedal steel stuff with her for a while. And I don't know if he's still in the group or not, but I met him playing with Will Hogue. And, okay. Will's one of my absolute favorites. And
yeah.
So I got to see Will a whole lot, and Adam was a big part of a lot of those years with him, and then moved on to play with Casey for a while and stuff. So a big fan of hers then?
Oh, yeah. Golden Hour is like, I don't like to like it, but it's like my favorite album. Yeah. I just got to listen to that shit all day long.
Yeah. Is there, what else you've been listening to?
I listen to everything all the time. Yeah. Listen to a lot of Suicide Boys. They're a rap group from New Orleans. Some good shit. Julia Michaels, just went and saw her down in Florida the other day. Been listening to that shit. I usually just listen to whatever I went and saw, and then I listen to them until I go see another band. I listen to that. But that's what I've been listening to recently.
Right. Is there, do you have a particular favorite concert memory? We started this talking about going to a bunch of shows. Do you have anything in particular that stands out, like some a really cool moment with a band you saw somewhere?
I always tell people the best show I ever saw was Jane's Addiction at the Pageant.
Yeah.
Because that shit did rule. Whenever they came through and played the Pageant, it was like, holy fuck. And they had that whole just like stage show, and there was dancers up there and video screens everywhere.
Yeah.
It was cool.
I got to see Alice in Chains inside the Pageant.
I saw Alice in Chains at the Pageant too, and that shit ruled well.
That was fun. It's so cool when you can see like a band that like usually does amphitheaters and arenas and stuff, and get to see them in a small room like the Pageant. Like, that was a real treat.
For sure.
Even, I don't know. I'm obviously a huge Lane fan, William, that guy can sing too, though. I mean, that guy's got some crazy pipes.
Yeah.
So, but, I've got to see a lot of cool shows in small rooms like that, and that's always one of my favorite things, man. Like, to kind of get to, especially some of those younger bands, and they're hungry for it, and they're like, you catch them right before they break and stuff, and that's always exciting. I was wondering, I thought of a question. If there was an Isaac Chozich action figure made, what would become in your action figure?
That's a good question. Probably like a bong.
Yeah,
that'd be dope. Little bong and
maybe a stag.
The stag beer, and change out the t-shirts.
whole line of black t-shirts.
Just different black t-shirts, different stuff on it.
That's pretty much my closet.
Got a t-shirt coming in the mail that just says drunk and high on it.
Yeah.
I thought it was fitting just to wear around, because it's usually true, so it's like... But then I gotta be careful, because then people will know. Right. Will take advantage of me.
Yeah. Gotta be careful out there. Well, very cool, man. This has been a lot of fun getting to meet you and getting to share some of your songs. If anybody wants to find some more information about Devil's Triangle and upcoming shows, you can get involved with Devil's Triangle on your Facebook page.
Yeah, we got an Instagram page.
An Instagram. That's where all the kids are at. So check that out. What do we have coming up for the group? Do we have you guys gonna record some of these for a record, or what do you guys want to do with the?
I would definitely like to do that, but that involves money. So we'll just keep playing around, maybe, and doing whatever.
Yeah,
that's what I plan on doing whatever.
Sure.
Partying is a big part of what we're doing.
Hell yeah, man. That's my whole life. I like to party and have fun, live in the moment.
It works out. If you go out with the intention to party, you usually party.
Yeah. do you think you'd like to do anything with, like, on the road with these? Is that a goal for you guys? Or
I would like to eventually. I know the band, Red Ass Jones, likes to work. He likes his job. He likes to work at the railroad.
Yeah.
And, but I would definitely like to get out, because I don't like just sitting around and doing nothing.
Sure. Party with some other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But man, I think, I mean, like I said, I think the such a, especially with the, like I said, everybody kind of, this resurgence in real country music lately, like, and not so much of the pop country.
I mean, it's kind of always just been around. It's just getting bigger. Yeah, I mean, there's always been underground country.
Oh, yeah. Shit. No, it's always, yeah, definitely been there. But people, I think people are sick of what the radio's been shoving in their face for the last several years. So
it's been almost, it's been pretty much 20 years now that they've just been pumping straight shit out.
Yeah, right, man. So it's nice to see that some of these guys that are, I'm, you know, one of some of my favorites are actually getting the, some of the notoriety they deserve and stuff. And, but yeah, so I think people would dig it, man. I think if you get out there and in some other cities and play some of these songs, I think, people would jump on board too, man. So hopefully we'll make that happen.
For sure.
So keep an eye out, like, in, everything on Facebook and Instagram, Devil's Triangle, but yeah, hopefully we get a record sometime soon. I'd like to have some of these recordings.
We'll have to record like a bootleg or some shit.
Yeah.
We could do it.
Yeah. Well, very cool, buddy. I appreciate you taking some time out to do this.
No problem, man.
Let's do it again soon.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Isaac.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.